From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, as President Obama prepares to address the nation on immigration, we'll check in with families who have been detained because they're here without documents.
But first, as predicted, Republicans are using President Obama's own words today to bolster their argument against executive action on immigration. Soon-to-be Senate leader Mitch McConnell made a blistering speech from the Senate floor, citing Obama's words at a commencement speech in Miami 3 years ago.
And here's something else he said on that topic. I know that some wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works. Indeed, Mr. President, it isn't.
Well, tonight, President Obama will lay out his plan to grant temporary relief to millions of undocumented immigrants in this country through executive action. Then tomorrow, he'll head to Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. It'll be Obama's third trip to that campus in 6 years, first as a presidential hopeful in 2008. Then in 2013, he used the school as a backdrop to talk about immigration reform shortly after he was reelected. But the political climate, very different this time around. Republicans gaining control of the Senate in the midterm elections. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi there. So go to Mitch McConnell's comments today. He also said whatever the president does, the new Congress will react forcefully in 2015. Seems that there were a couple of messages there.
First, that he is expressing great displeasure. But second, that the new Congress will respond in 2015, not 2014. This is a hint that the leadership, that Mitch McConnell and possibly House Speaker John Boehner also, are not interested in picking this fight before they fully control Congress. If they pick this fight now, the one area of leverage that a lot of people are talking about is this big government funding bill. The funding sources for the government, that the authority expires in the middle of next month. And the leverage they would have would be to threaten a government shutdown. But they don't really want to do that. Leadership certainly doesn't. There are some rank and file who do. There are some outside groups who want to. But I think that what Mitch McConnell is signaling here is let's wait. Yeah. Let's not sock ourselves in the face.
Well, and we'll have to see if parts of that party will agree with Mitch McConnell on that. But get to the president's agenda today. Three trips to Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, the one coming today. What's the significance of Nevada for the president?
Well, and particularly also this high school. This high school has a majority Latino student body. According to the Pew Hispanic Center in Nevada, 17.7% of K-12 students, so kids in school in Nevada, have an undocumented parent or parents, which means that the kids at that school are likely to very much be affected by the executive action that the president is announcing today. Also, Nevada is a politically important state. Latinos, particularly in Nevada, have been very important both to Obama's election twice and also for the election and re-election of Harry Reid, the Senate majority leader, soon to be minority leader. And he's running again in 2016. Also, President Obama loves giving speeches at high schools and colleges with young people around him. He just loves being in gymnasiums and gets a lot of energy from that.
Well, but in the past, he's spoken to some of those young people, and they have challenged him. He's had hecklers, young people saying, "You're not moving fast enough."
Oh, absolutely, all the time. And in fact, the clip that you played with Mitch McConnell quoting the president, any number of times, the president has actually said a number of times, "I can't change the law on my own. I wish I could," often in response to hecklers at these events. I think that the hair that the Obama administration will be splitting here is that the president isn't changing the law. He's changing the way the law is enforced. This is not granting people legal status. It's granting them temporary legal status, delaying the enforcement of the immigration law.
Can you just tell us a little more about that? What is the president expected to say? Just give us a thumbnail.
Yeah, and we don't know precisely. Mm-hmm. They're trying to save some of the drama for 8 p.m. tonight on some of your televisions. But he is unlikely to include the parents of those dreamers, that the young kids who he gave deferred action to earlier. But he is likely to expand that program for young people who were brought here by their parents. He's also likely or expected to include the parents of American citizen children. The idea here being keeping families together. Some discussion of additional visas for high-tech workers or for agricultural workers.
Yeah, so about 5 million people might be able to avoid deportation under...
That's the number that's been going around.
Under
sure.
the president's executive action. Again, we'll hear more tonight or not. But just a little bit on that. Not all the major TV networks are carrying the president's speech.
Yeah, the cable networks obviously will, the cable news networks, NPR, tune in. But ABC, NBC, CBS, they are not interrupting their primetime television. But Telemundo and Univision are the Spanish language networks. And in some ways, that's better for the president. He'll be targeting the very audience he's trying to reach. Yeah. Obviously, the Obama administration not happy that the networks
right.
weren't willing to go along.
And by the way, Tam, John Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush have all used executive power to reshape immigration. Just why is this? This does feel bigger, the response to that, is it?
Well, it's a very big number. But the talking point that the Obama administration will use is that on a percentage basis, this is really not that different from what George H.W. Bush did. I think that what members of Congress would say is that he's getting ahead of where they are. They would say that he should have given them more of a chance to do it on their own with a Republican majority that will start next year. And they basically are saying that he is going bigger or more broadly than past presidents did.
Yeah. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Again, President Obama's planned announcement of his planned executive action on immigration is this evening at 8 o'clock. You can hear it here. Tam, thank you.
Thank you.